Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? It's amazing that time flies by. This starts the eighth year of the radio show, TalkBusinessWithHoward.com. It's truly amazing. You know, it seems like it was just yesterday, and one of the reasons it does, if you're enjoying what you're doing, it's not work. You're not working. You're coming to a building. You're coming to a place, and you're enjoying what you're doing every single day, and the day goes by, and one day falls into the next. So I hope that your work is as interesting as mine, and you enjoy it as much as I do. And let's get started. It's not how you do business, it's how you think about business, and that will help you do business. So if you think about your business and you say to yourself, I want to make money, that's what I want to do, I want to make $1 million this year, and you think about it in that way, chances are you're not going to reach your goals. You have to bring it back. You have to think about breaking it down into the smallest possible form. You've got to think about, you know, what do I need to do this week? What do I need to do today? What do I need to do this hour? And what kind of resources will I need to absolutely make the money I'm looking for? How am I going to do that? Well, one of the things that would be helpful is that you would think about your business in a different way. You would think about, I don't have a shipping department, that you have a shipping department, that you have a sales department, that you have a backroom office, that you have manufacturing. Take every single department that you have and think of them as a vendor that you're looking for. People hire you and engage you to do a specific task. You charge a specific price, and they expect delivery at a certain time, and they expect quality. So if we take every single department we have in our company, and we have goals for them, just like they were a vendor, just like we had expectations that they had to deliver, every single one, we would understand what we needed to do to get the profit we were looking for, and we would do quite well. It's not just, I want my salespeople to go out and sell. I want my manufacturing to absolutely keep up with my salespeople. It's like, okay, what do we need to do in sales? They're a separate business. They're a vendor. They have to provide what you need. Then your manufacturing is a separate vendor. It has to provide what you need. And the front office has to absolutely get the billing out and get the paperwork done. And it could be almost any department. Keeping in mind that we're asking our people to think about themselves as a separate department, but actually integrate into the whole company so that it all works smoothly. Then when we do that, we can understand where we are not succeeding, where we're not getting what we need from the business, where we're not getting what we need from a certain department. So sales might really be on their game, and they might be bringing in all the work that we need, but production's not getting it out. That vendor is not working right. Or quality control. Possibly sales is doing well, manufacturing is not doing well, and quality control is picking it up and saying we need to make sure that manufacturing is doing well. So think of your company as separate businesses that are there to provide exactly what you need, just as any vendor would be. Have a plan for each one. Have an understanding for each one. Make sure that your department heads are understanding, or whether you're the department head, you understand what to expect. And then when you do that, it all comes together. And when it all comes together, what happens at the end of the year? You make a nice profit. This is going to be the best year ever. And I want you to rethink your business. I want you to break your business up into sections, sales, prospecting, sales, marketing, production, back office, whatever is in your company, whatever departments there are, and think about goals and what you need to do in each one of those departments to be interactive with the other, and you will do quite well. This is Howard LeWinter, and of course, I'm looking forward to a great year, and I hope that you are too. And I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.